it's a step up, isn't it, from where I was. I learned loads at Barrow. It was what I needed at the time for my development, and now I just think that I'm lucky enough to get this opportunity to step up a league. The positions in the table compared to where Barrow are and where Acton now, it's a different kind of fight. Acton are trying to get up, so it's in a different situation. So I'm going to learn a different side of the game, hopefully now, and improve myself again.
How different was going out on loan and playing senior men's football at Barrow compared to being in the development squad and coming through a youth system?
Yeah, it's the biggest step I've taken. The physicality and the pace of the game is completely different. The way that real professionals manage the game is completely different, and I think that's what I needed myself to try and learn that physical side of the game, especially being a centre back, having loads and loads of defending to do. Yeah, it was really important for me.
I know you were on social media yesterday thanking people at Barrow and the fans and this, that and the
Yeah.
other. I guess it's quite unusual for a lone player to be taken into people's hearts so quickly. It'll be something that kind of stays with you.
Yeah, I was with Barrow from pre-season, so it meant just as much to me as it did any of the other lads. I didn't really feel like a lone player at that stage, and that's the way I am a little bit, and I'm really passionate. So yeah, by the time it was time to go, it was quite upsetting.
And now you come in here halfway through the season, although at the start of a transfer window, so I guess
Yeah.
that helps. How quickly do you think you'll have to adjust?
I'll have to adjust as quick as I can because there's no time. I need to get out there, get my head down, work as hard as I can, and hopefully try and help the team as much as I can as well.
How much does it help that you're literally 15 or 20 minutes away from Burnley's training ground and everything, and local as well in terms of where you live?
Yeah, it's got to help. It means I can still go into Gawthorpe and see everyone and work in the facilities there as well. And, you know, I'm not driving an hour and a half every day or whatever it is. So, yeah, it's got to be beneficial.
What can you bring? Because I know John Coleman's been looking at extending his defensive options. He's got a settled
Yeah.
11 kind of thing, but the options from the bench and the options in his squad have perhaps not quite been there this season so far.
No, I'm just a defender. I went out to learn how to defend, and the conference is incredibly difficult for that because, well, this season I've been defending for 90 minutes. So, yeah, no, that's what I'm here to learn how to defend again. And well, I'm guessing that it's going to be a little bit more quality in this league, a little bit more pace. So it's going to be hard, but yeah, I just need to try and defend as best I can first and foremost.
Is there no substitute for that? The heading, the kicking, the tackling, the doing all that ugly stuff that perhaps isn't cool and fashionable when you see it on the TV?
No, I think that's the side of my game that I'm really trying to develop, and it's most important as a centre back. I know Burnley thinks so. So when I develop that, then maybe I can start looking at the more fashionable side of things. But for now, I'm just looking to develop my defending.
Just in terms of links between the two clubs, Kevin Long came here to Accrington on loan, made his Football League debut, played some games. A few years down the line, he's playing in the
Yeah.
Premier League. There is a pathway, I suppose.
There is, yeah. I spoke to Kevin. He did do similar things. He went on loan a couple of times, developed himself. He's a former Irishman. He's now played internationally. He's played with his country. He's played in the Premier League. Yeah, it's someone I can look up to. And yeah, you're right. There's a pathway there, absolutely.